Okay, folks, we're going to start the meeting here. What's wrong? Is it okay? We'll start off with the apologies. I don't know the feedback there in Dermot's one. Okay. Any other feedbacks here? Everybody got there. Okay, we'll begin with apologies. Any apologies from the floor? There's an apology from Terry. Terry's out doing a bit of business for the chair of council, but he's hoping to be back fairly soon. So that's the only apology I have. Any other ones? Okay, that brings us on to chairman's remarks. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting, and may be temporarily excluded from the discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and the press must refrain from using instant messaging facilities during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time, the result will in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members that their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared the interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the item that should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considered any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate by the IAM feature so that we are aware that activate decisions does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, then, folks, that brings us on. Any declaration of interest? Anything to declare, anybody? If not, that brings us on to three, the action sheets.
I did do the apology.
Yeah. Action sheets, Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism Committee meeting on the 13th of June, 2022. Go through the items page by page. The first page, nothing there. The second page, nothing there. The third page, and the fourth page. Everybody happy with it? We need a proposer. Rushing. That takes us on then to item four, Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group. Connor, you're going to take that.
Thanks, Chair. This report is to seek approvals from members for the recommendations as set out in 3.1 of this report. This report follows on the back of a notice of motion at Council around the feasibility of a town centre manager. Following significant consultations with the local businesses through the Down Business Centre, the recommendations in the report are as follows. To establish a Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group with the key aim to develop and oversee the implementation of regeneration priorities identified as part of the stakeholder engagement and new emerging priorities, and to approve the terms of reference in Appendix 1 of this report. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Any questions, Dermot? Do you have any kit?
I did, Mr. Chairman, and thank you very much.
Dermot, you need your microphone on, push the button.
sorry if we can get into some detail here, but following my notice of motion to the RT committee in August, officers were to look at the feasibility of a town centre manager for Downpatrick and to fully engage with all key stakeholders. Following a series of engagements on a one-to-one basis, meetings, it was agreed to establish a Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group representing all sections. The group will work towards a shared vision of Downpatrick. I was a bit sorry they didn't go down the road of a town centre manager, but we have to get Downpatrick off the ground, build this economy day and night, create jobs. So I fully agree now with the recommendations in 1 and 2 to support this new development committee like up there. So I give it full support and propose it.
Okay, Dermot.
You wish to respond to that?
No. Okay. Anybody else coming in there? Cadogan.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm seconding this motion with some reluctance because I do think that we did pay £30,000 for a Downpatrick master plan in the old council, which did serve as a blueprint that was supported by all political parties for the Downpatrick area. And it had a number of very key deliverables. The Ring Road, the Southern Relief Road, the new street around the town centre, the Coyle River Park. And it was many years in the making. And it had the support of the entire community and business community as well. So whilst in desperation, I am seconding this. I don't think there's anything wrong with the existing master plan as it currently exists, which was supported by all parties, as I say. I worry that we've now put it on the shelf and that we are now casting around for a new set of proposals, which I worry potentially could be engineered not to reflect the key findings of the original Downpatrick master plan. So with a heavy heart, I'm seconding this. Because I know that we need to take some action to bring back Downpatrick forward, because you know we haven't been getting the focus we should have been having since 2014, so supporting Dermot in this. Thank you.
Okay, it's been proposed and seconded. Everybody in agreement with that? Oh, David, sorry, David.
Thank you, Chair. I'm just asking, basically, because we have three MLAs based in Downpatrick, is it possible to invite them to join this regeneration group? It's just that it would be useful to have them on board, particularly when it comes to accessing support from the central government.
Is that a proposal?
Oh, I think Dogan seconded it, and I also did propose it too, but yeah.
Are you proposing a membership, David?
No, I'm basically asking if we could have the three MLAs that's based in Downpatrick DEA to be part
of the membership. Yes, I understand that, David, but are you making that a proposal?
Yes, I am.
Right. Have we got a second for that?
German.
Is everyone in agreement then?
German, can you hear me?
Okay, we'll hear you all right, Henry, but we'll bring you in a minute. Is everybody in agreement with that?
No.
Okay.
I want to amend the proposal, German.
Okay, right, Henry.
Just if David would agree that all five MLAs be invited, because I don't think it would be very equitable to just invite the ones that live in Downpatrick, because all five MLAs have a shared interest in the South Down constituency. And if David would agree to that, I would second the proposal.
Okay.
Chairman, can I also congratulate Dermot Kern on this fantastic bit of work that he's done for Downpatrick? It's a credit to you, Dermot.
Okay, David, are you going to accept Henry's amendment?
Yes.
And the seconds are happy with that too?
Yep.
Okay, Mickey, you wish to come in?
Yeah, just a simple question. Is this something that we would normally do when we set up these types of committees and that there? I don't think we should just populate it with people just for the sake of it.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. It would be unusual that we would invite MLAs to a council working group of this nature, and I'm not aware of MLAs being members of any other working groups or project boards within the council.
Okay. Roisin.
Robert, could I suggest, you know, I mean, all parties come together to agree the governance of all of these things, and could I suggest maybe that we look at this at SPNR just to see, are we setting a very dangerous precedent? I mean, the last thing we want is people using this to promote themselves or their parties. This is about bringing forward the development of Downpatrick. And if it's work that is to be carried out by the council, I would imagine that within party structures, councillors feed back to their colleagues, should they be MLA or MP, you know, what we're all working on and what we're all trying to achieve. And I would have thought that was the most appropriate way. But I think before we change how the working off the wheel, maybe we should be discussing this just to make sure we're not opening a can of worms, because we have lots of working groups and you know, I not that I would doubt for one second that any MLAs would want to be promoting themselves in such a shameful way, but certainly we wouldn't want to be walking ourselves into that situation.
Okay, you make another proposal, Roisin?
Yes, I would be proposing that we get guidance and that this is raised at SPNR, you know, and the appropriate channels before we start changing the mechanism of how things work.
Okay, I'm inclined to agree with you. Have we got a second for that? Roisin seconds it. Okay. Are we all in agreement then? Is everybody else in agreement?
No, Chairperson, I'm not in agreement. Because I remember Mark Ritchie playing a key role in the original Downpatrick Master Plan. And in fact, I think she was the one that launched it. So it's something that we need support in Stormont. For big ticket items like the distributor road, 17 million it was costed by the road service, 3.5 million for New Street, which I recall actually was another proposal that Dermot came up with 15 years ago, which has now been chopped out of the current plan. So I would like to see MLAs and the MP himself having the opportunity to feed into this.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to let Dermot back in again.
No, Mr. Chairman, I listened to what people were saying, but tonight, I thought that in Downpatrick, there was opportunities, and the working group did take into consideration all the other people who were there in Downpatrick. And I think after listening to what was said and all that there, I still stick to the proposals I made, and I want this committee to be set up like that. And I cannot see it being part of an MLA or MP's position in Downpatrick, but we need to get Downpatrick working, and I think it's this group has been in contact with a lot of people like that there, and I think it's at this present point in time it's the best way forward for Downpatrick.
Okay, that's the original proposal.
Chair, can I just go back to the original proposal that was from Councillor Kern that was seconded? And take a position on that proposal first before we move on to any other proposals. So if you could ask if everyone was in agreement with the original proposal from Councillor Kern to accept the officer's recommendations, and we'll take it then one at a time.
Okay. Everybody in agreement to the first proposal?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Now, that's it. That's the original proposal that's been passed. All the rest of the proposals fall. Okay, that's Downpatrick Regeneration. That brings us on then to Newry Chamber Music Arts Community Outreach Programme. Andy, you're taking it.
Yes, thank you, Chair. So the report provides details of an initiative by Newry Chamber Music to deliver an arts and community outreach programme in the district from November this year to June next year. So funding sought from the council to support this project. So details and recommendations are included in the report table tonight. Chair, happy to take any questions on that.
Okay. Okay, Roisin.
Thank you, Chair. Andy, thank you for this. And I think, you know, when you look at the effect that the COVID has had on the arts, I welcome this paper coming in front of us today, and I am happy to propose that we accept the recommendations of the officers. It's great to see our arts sector starting up again, and anything we can do to support them must be welcomed.
Okay. Gary.
Yeah, sure. Good to see this back again. Very successful date. And I note they've been very supportive through charitable work with some of the Ukrainian community that have joined us. So excellent to see it back again, sir. Happy to second. Thank you.
Okay. David.
Oh, I was just going to second, but all good. Yeah. All good.
Okay, you're happy with it. Okay. Everybody happy with it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's item five. Item six, Hospitality Exchange, Andy.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, Hospitality Exchange is Northern Ireland's largest conference and exhibition for the hospitality sector. So this year's conference will be focused on supporting the ongoing recovery of the sector, which faces significant challenges. So the report is seeking approval for council sponsorship for the event, as we have previously provided in years gone by. So happy to take any questions, Chair.
Okay, any questions for Andy on Hospitality Exchange? If not, we need to repose. Rushing and rushing. Okay. That brings us on then to item number seven, Newry Arts Festival.
Thanks, Chair. Yes.
Andy, you're going again.
That's me again, yeah. Sean Hollywood Arts Centre has played a hugely significant role in the careers of many local artists, performers and musicians. And as transition plans progress for the redevelopment of the site, officers are currently scoping plans to host a week-long festival in Newry later this year to celebrate the arts and the artists of the area and the legacy of the Sean Hollywood Arts Centre. So approval is sought tonight to progress these proposals for the new Reimagine Arts Festival to be hosted in Newry later this year.
Roisin.
Thanks very much, Robert. And like item five, you know, I think this is fantastic news. You know, the arts sector are very appreciative of the role that Sean Hollywood played to the greater community of Newry and indeed the building that was named after him. You know, we're transitioning, you know, as we move forward with the regeneration of Newry City. And, you know, the arts feel that in lots of ways what they had was perhaps inadequate for where they saw themselves going in the future. So I think it's really exciting times for the arts sector in Newry, and I'm absolutely delighted that the council is going to put together this week of celebration and reflection of what the arts have brought to our community. And, you know, I think it's excellent news and something which I'm sure we will all support fully. So brilliant news. Thanks for that, Andy.
Okay, Gary.
Yeah, sure. No, share the same sentiment, Chair, and happy second. We did discuss this briefly at the Regeneration Committee on Thursday, and I think it's on the back of the fact that, you know, obviously we're moving from one art centre to certainly what we're seeing from the drawings, it looks to be a fantastic future for the arts. I think it's an excellent idea to celebrate both what we've the past and the future. I don't know if timings wise, I thought it would be lovely in springtime. There was the and you may think of it, it's just an idea. You may that there was a group in Newry ran a festival of windows with art and Hill Street. I may loop those guys in as well if you think of it as well. But great to see it, Chair. Thanks very much.
Okay. Anybody else wish to comment on that? If not, pose our seconds again. Take it rushing proposed there and Gary seconds that. Okay, everybody happy with it? Okay. That brings us on then to exempt information items. That's 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. They are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, hold that information and public may be resolute, be excluded during these items of business. The press needs to leave the meeting at this moment in time, and anybody else in the public, take it with you. We need a proposer and seconder. We're going to proposed by Dermot and seconded by Maggie. Okay, we're started now. Go ahead, Connor.
Okay, thanks, Chair. During the closed session, the following items were agreed. Item number 8, interim business growth support. On the proposal of Councillor McGrew, seconded by Councillor Curran, it was agreed to approve the procurement and implementation of an interim business growth support programme, which delivers a suite of business growth support interventions in 2023-2024. And to approve the procurement of the above during 2022-2023 in order to ensure provision is in place for January 2023. Item number 9, AONB and Geopark upcoming projects. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to approve the business case for the Environment Fund Challenge Fund 2022 and subject to a letter of offer being secured, approval to proceed to procurement and implementation of the individual projects outlined. To approve the business case for Slieve Gullion Erosion Control and Path Repairs Phase 3, and subject to a letter of offer being secured, approval to proceed to procurement and implementation of the individual projects outlined. To approve the implementation of the Global Geoparks Council's recommendations from their meeting in December 2021, and to approve establishing a service level agreement with Outdoor Recreation NI for 2022-2023. Item 10, Delamont Country Park Trails Enhancement Project. On the proposal of Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor Mulgrew, it was agreed to proceed with the delivery of the project subject to funding approval, to approve a capital contribution as set out in section 4.1 of this report, to utilise the existing council framework for construction works and to undertake the necessary procurement exercise to appoint a suitable company to carry out design, supply and installation of all signage, interpretation and furniture stroke seating. Item 11, request to use council land Kilbroney Park. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Howell, it was agreed to recommend approval of the event subject to conditions set out in section 3.1 of the report. On item 10, it was agreed to note the contents of the report on the proposal of Councillor Mulgrew, seconded by Councillor Howell.
Question, Chairperson.
I need a proposer and a seconder.
Proposed chairperson, but I didn't hear the point about the off-trail connections between Strangford Lock and Newry. That we agreed in item 10.
Sorry, Councillor, we will include that within the minutes as a note to the minutes that was agreed. If you're happy with that approach,
as long as it gets mentioned somewhere, please.
Okay. And you're proposing that?
Yes.
That we accept that. Okay, and seconds by Rushing. Okay, folks, if there's nothing else then, that brings us on for noting. From 13 till 23 are all for noting, and anybody wishes to say anything that, see the relevant officer, but we need a proposer and a seconder that we accept them. It's proposed by Dermot and second by Gary. Okay, folks, the people that's here, can I just wish you a safe journey home? And for those online, thank you for attending the meeting. Thank you so much.
Chairperson, can I just raise a point of governance, please?
Point of what?
As a governance issue, Chairperson, on item 13, where we passed a motion from Gavin on the inclusion of the Albert Basin in the levelling up scheme, and I don't see it there.
Sorry, Connor in here.
Chair. Councillor, I'm happy to pick this up with the offline. However, the notice of motion that was that was presented by Councillor Malone was not approved in the original form that it was presented to the committee. And the motion was amended by this committee to have a meeting with the Economic Forum, which is established within the council structures, to discuss the notice of motion. And it was recommended following that, that the recommendation as presented, and I don't have the detail of the motion in front of me nor the recommendation, but the recommendation did not match the original motion that was presented, and that was agreed by this committee. But I'm happy to discuss it with you whenever I have the detail at hand.
Which all parties did agree that we should include that project in the levelling up. It made sense within the context of the other items in levelling up.
That's not my recollection, Councillor, that there was no agreement to include it in funding for any available funding to council.
Could you anybody just see Connor whenever he gets information from him? Okay, folks, thanks very much for attending the meeting.